could hear this sound. With 21 correspondents in 7 countries from around the world, this is Bondi Tunes International.
This is Bondi Tunes International, broadcasting from Australia to the world. And I'm joined by Ollie Booker, who is in the city of Seguin, and I hope I pronounced that properly, near San Antonio in Texas. Welcome to our show, Ollie.
Thank you.
I love what you do, and I know that you're very involved with, clothing of all sorts, and there's an angle on this because you have a lot of friends in different parts of Central America, and I just want to let our listeners know that you've got gifts, imports, Mayan textiles, weaves, adornments from the highlands of Guatemala, and we'll talk about these items and the stuff you sell, which is really interesting. I've been through some of what you sell, but first of all, why you've got a fascination with Guatemala. Tell me that story.
Well, I began my travels in Central America going to Honduras with the Episcopal Church. And, you know, I was trying to work. They were working with the people trying to build buildings and, you know, help the people of Honduras who are so unbelievably oppressed. And I was trying to work with them on art. And they never could quite bless the poor people. They've lost all their culture, really. And so I slowly began to tap over into Guatemala, and there my whole world changed. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the fact that these people were still wearing their traditional clothing, and that dates back thousands of years, and the intricacy, and the women wear the blouses that are called the huipils. And they, you know, go back into their histories, and on the huipils will be the stories of their animals, their mountains, the volcanoes, and the colors. It was just a whole new world for me, and people that were very interested in working with me as well.
What actually led you there? And how long ago was this?
Oh, my God. I think I started going to Honduras with the Episcopal Church in 1989, and then 1990, and again began. We were like, well, we're here in Honduras. Let's see the sights. Let's go next door and check out Guatemala. So, you know, that's what brought me over to Guatemala at. And, of course, from there on, it was total love. I still have a godson in Honduras, and I have ties in Honduras. But to be able to be creative and to make the things I do, it was definitely Guatemala. Those were the people that wanted to work with me, wanted to do new things, and
I just want to apologize. There's a siren outside my window here on Bondi Beach in Sydney.
Not a problem. We're used to those.
Yes, I know. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, but anyway, then I began to, in fact, every 2 years that we would go to Honduras, my one of the veterinarians that was working there with me became my travel buddy, and we both had a thing for third world countries. And so we began to, you know, of course, when we left Honduras, go on to Guatemala, and, you know, through that began to just meet the families and meet people and meet friends, and it just built from there.
It sounds like you felt at home. You know, obviously you're from Texas, but it sounds like you felt a kind of a spiritual connection there.
I certainly did. And then, you know, of course, I began to, with that research, the political side of it, and realized again in Honduras and in Guatemala the sad situation my country had promoted there, and began to hear the history of what was happening in the late 50s and early 60s, and then the war. In fact, I was traveling in Guatemala a lot during the war, but in relatively safe places. So, you know, began all of that began to just touch my heart, and I grew closer and closer, and realizing what these beautiful Mayan people had gone through, and also realizing how they were treated with their government and with the hierarchy in the Guatemalan society. And again, it was kind of like, you know, they were subservient and, you know, not... the same story we got with our, you know, African Americans, and it just began to break my heart. And then all of my friends now are Mayan people, and to go, oh my God, these people are so incredible. I mean, their art, their ideas, their whole culture, their whole tradition is so incredibly, incredibly beautiful. So
can I ask you, Ollie, can I ask you just a bit of detail on the war? Because I actually don't know the history of this. What did it entail? What were the factions involved in this?
Well, okay, and of course, we had United Fruit that, I don't know if you've ever read the book, The Brothers, and it's just an incredibly depressing story of our government's involvement and how many of the people in our government were tied to this United Fruit and had money invested in it. And so in 1950, there was a banana blight, and the United Fruit began to take over and take power, and they wanted control over all of this land that because they wanted to control the blight and, of course, keep making money. And of the Mayan people, their land is so sacred. Their corn is part of their, you know, whole spiritual being. And here you had, I think it was John Foster Dulles and his brother that began this covert action there because we wanted power and we wanted control. So we slowly began to incorporate our military into Guatemala to try to get control. They had, I think it was in 1959, a president that wanted to begin to help. The same thing happened in Honduras recently, by the way. And they wanted to he wanted to give the people a chance and begin to, you know, have public schools for all and all the good things, you know, all the really good things. And of course, he gets labeled a commie. And so there is a picture in this book, The Brothers, on the Dulles, where they are actually stripping him to his underwear before they sent this president into exile in Mexico. And that began this upper echelon's power for control. And they began to slaughter, you know, so many of the Mayan people were murdered and slaughtered because our government was helping and wanting their land for the United Fruit, you know, just like it always is for oil or something like that. This was for control of the United Fruit Company.
It just seems such a tragedy, given that these are spiritual people going back thousands of years, obviously. Were they able to defend themselves at all?
Not really. There is this one priest, Father Stanley Rother, and I met him. He's deceased. He was a martyr, but I fell in love with him the first time I went to the church. And he was from Oklahoma. And when he went there, the upper echelon of the Catholic Church was saying, oh, he's just a farm boy. He doesn't know anything. You know, he can't get, you know, all the dogma correct, blah, 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 blah. But he went there when this area along Lake Atzitlan, and this is the town of Santiago, he began to, these people were desperate and so poor, and he began to love them. He began to accept their culture. He knew farming techniques, so he began to, you know, really help them and in what they needed to grow. And he became so beloved by these people, and he wanted them to be able to keep their sacred Mayan tradition within the church, and allowed them to, you know, make that part of the mass. And he was murdered by the government, probably with our government's help at the time.
Yes.
It's very sad. And his heart now resides. The people there ask him if they could keep his heart there when his body went back to Oklahoma. And I love this guy. I mean, every year when I go, I light candles to him.
Cuánto gusto nos da poder saludarles. Somos el grupo de música Maya Aj de San Juan Comalapa, y con gusto les presentamos la melodía tradicional La Quema.
If you have just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International in Sydney, Australia. I'm talking with Ollie Booker, who is a wonderful person who loves Guatemala and sells on the beautiful fabrics they make. Let's rejoin that conversation, and currently we're talking about the politics of Guatemala. What's the situation in Guatemala now?
Well, just like in Honduras, it's horrible. The government is, they basically don't care about the people. They care about, their power and to stay in power, and they're doing very little for the people. And again, the Mayan people and the poor people are just like, you know, so subservient and so unimportant. And in Honduras, I have a godson there, and the president there is so corrupt, he's probably involved in, his brother's been arrested in the United States for drug smuggling. And we helped form that coup, I think it was probably 10 or 15 years ago. Our government was involved in the coup. Another really good guy who wanted to help his people. And we went in and ousted him, and I hate to say it, but I think, you know, Hillary Clinton might have been involved in that one. I hate to say that. I know.
Gosh.
I'm a big liberal, and I hate to say that. But, you know, again, let's look at the truth.
Yes.
But now, my godson, they can't get the COVID. The president is keeping them all locked up. They can't get out. They can't work. I'm trying to help my godson as much as I can every month. And he had a college degree and a good job, and now, and I think one of the drug companies had offered them some of the vaccines, and he refused because he couldn't put a program together to explain to them what he would do and how he would disperse it. So it's all corrupt over there.
Gee.
And again, I have so much emotion because my government has helped all of this happen over the last 30, 40 years.
Mm. Well, you know what, you know, Ollie, and by the way, if you've just joined us, I'm Henry from Bondi Tunes International, and I have on the line Ollie Booker in Texas, has been to Guatemala many times. The truth is, Ollie, we're all responsible. I live in Australia, even though I'm Irish. Our government has probably got a number of skeletons in their closet, as does Britain, if you think about wars in Iraq twice, and Syria, and of course the triangular situation was America, Britain and Australia all have blood on their hands. So, you know, I want to ask you, actually, when you go to Guatemala, do you fear for your life? Do you feel threatened?
Never. I have been with my families and my friends. They take such good care of me. Guatemala is, now Honduras, we quit going to Honduras. I mean, my godson had a gun held to his head twice while he was robbed. The buses aren't safe. Yeah, the buses aren't safe. You know, nothing is safe there. It's gangs, you know, running the whole shebang. But Guatemala, I mean, even like I say, I was there during the war, and I never, ever felt afraid or, you know, with the people that I'm with. And now we go very, there's some clothing that I'm doing. It's a very special material from a region way up in the highlands of Guatemala that you can only get there. And they, during the war, I think in Rigoberta Menchú's book, her brother in this particular village, they were all taken out and burned and shot with the villagers watching. And so this town is very, when you go, they are, you know, very skeptical of you at first. And
yeah, I
now,
bet they are,
I have so many friends there, and again, the material there is like nothing anywhere else in the world, and, you know, I love going there, and I'm invited to the women's homes, and they help me find material and repeals that I want to work with for, you know, my project, and I feel incredibly safe, and plus, I feel so fortunate to get to share their stories and what they went through, and the fact that we're friends now. So.
And Ollie, you've provided your own segue here to talk about what you do. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of our broadcast, I mentioned that you've got these gifts, imports, you know, Mayan textiles, and what you do is you have these wonderful people producing these, let's say, clothing or whatever, and they send it to you, and you on-sell it through the internet. Is that right?
Right, and what we do is I will go there, I will buy the repeal, I will buy this very special material, and a lot of the material I have men's, women's, you know, shirts that, you know, either a man or a woman could wear, and they are done out of a lot of, the women will wrap a lot of this material around them as skirts. They'll wear the repeals, they wear very special belts, and then they wrap a variety of material around them as skirts, and it's incredible cotton. I mean, it lasts forever. My partner has a shirt he bought 12 years ago and is washed and everything, and it still looks the same. But I can custom make things. I have a website, I have a site on Etsy now. It's Guatemala with Ollie on Etsy, And then I have my website that I'm kind of in the process of redoing. I'm leaving things on it right now just for people to be able to kind of get an idea of what I want or what I'm doing. And then if they want to contact me through the website personally, I can custom make things or talk to them about what I'm doing. And that's www.olliesgiftsandimports.com. And I have a lot of videos. You know,
yes, I saw some of the videos are fascinating. You're not shy, are you, Ollie?
No.
They're great. They're lovely, lovely videos. And I just want to let our listeners know Etsy.com is E-T-S-Y.com, which I'm sure you were going to say anyway. But what I think is great about Ollie'sGiftsAndImports.com, your own website, is that you can, as you say, you can get all this information. You can see pictures. You can see videos. And then you go to Etsy if you want to buy some of this fantastic stuff.
Right, and Etsy's a little bit more expensive. If people ever wanted to contact, if they see something on Etsy they're interested in, with Etsy I have to pay for advertising and then the shipping, and then they take a cut as well. So, again, if somebody saw something on Etsy and loved it, they can contact me. I already have people. When I go, I'm going to be able to go in June. I've had my shots, so.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I didn't get to go last year, and it just devastated me. But I worked with my people through WhatsApp and, you know, Messenger. And so, but I'm actually going to get to go this year. And when I go, I love to make little videos, and also my Facebook, Ollie's Gifts and Imports, not Ollie Booker, that's my personal Facebook, but on my Ollie's Gifts and Imports, I have a whole lot of other movies if one wanted to scroll down and see everything that I've done there.
I must check that out. So if you're in Facebook, it's all one word, Ollie's Gifts and Imports.
Facebook.
Okay.
And I'll friend anybody that gives me information on them.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I'm fascinated by this. You know, I did a series called Zero Waste, actually, here on Bondi Tunes International a couple of years ago. And people, especially young people, are throwing out literally tons, like 50 tons of clothing in one day, every single day. And this is, of course, I'm referencing this because you talk about the clothing that you're selling and that has been made by the wonderful people in Guatemala lasts for years.
You know, like I have also a lot of the scarves and things like that. They're done on a loom. These women weave them. I mean, I work with some of the things I have are from a weaving co-op where the women actually have come together and they're all doing these incredible scarves, and I don't have a lot of those posted, but I have a few on Etsy. But they're just beautiful works of art and hand loom, and of course the traditional clothes that they've always worn have always been done on a loom. So
yeah, and that's fascinating too, isn't it? I mean, the attention to detail, of course. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I just want to remind our listeners, Ollie'sGiftsAndImports.com is a place to go. You can find out a lot of stuff there. It's great videos and pictures. And then you go to Etsy.com if you want to further your interest and maybe make a transaction. This is high quality stuff. Ollie Booker, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for joining
thank
me here
so
on Bondi.
And also, yes, let me tell you, if they go to Etsy, they need to then go to Guatemala with Ollie.
Sorry, okay. Guatemala with Ollie when you get to Etsy. Okay.
Right.
And
okay.
Well,
I've enjoyed talking with you too.
Okay.
Hello, Australia.
Ollie, I just want to let our listeners know, Ollie's brother, Thomas Booker, is one of our North American correspondents in Texas. It's lovely to talk to you. We'll have a chat again, perhaps, when you're in Guatemala. Ollie, thank you. And if you can just stay on the line for a second.
Uh-huh.
This is Bondi Tunes International. This is Real Radio.